This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. We've got much to cover today, friends. We're going to be talking about, will Americans defy COVID vaccines? Well, the fact of the matter is there's a lot of resistance. Of course, the mainstream media is not going to tell you about it. I mean, they're not going to tell you about all these frontline workers that are saying absolutely not. And again, if that doesn't tell you something about what's inside of the vaccinations, I can't help you. Okay? I mean, it should probably tell us loud and clear. It should be speaking loudly to us why those in the military are saying absolutely not to the vaccine, to the vaccinations. I'm sorry. I mean, folks, it should tell you why that countries all over the globe right now are standing up in defiance against their governments for what they have illegally done to their prospective countries. We're not hearing that in America because the mainstream media doesn't want you to know as to what's taking place because they don't want you to revolt concerning the likes of the Bill Gates of the world and those that are propagandizing you to the mainstream media and their useful idiots. Of course not. They're not going to tell you that, friends. But again, this is why we reiterate the point that 94% of the American people don't believe the media. It's simple to understand why 94% of you say that you don't trust or believe the media. It's easy to understand why 11% of you say that there's that you approve of the government. Okay, only 11%. You know, it's absolutely amazing the propaganda taking place here. I've reiterated this point, friends. I just met with a state representative in our hometown here. And interestingly enough, it's amazing how the American people are drinking in the Kool-Aid from that source they say they don't trust. I was just talking to the legal enforcer in my county. There's 140,000 people where I live, friends. And I was talking to him yesterday about some of the things that I'm going to cover today on the show concerning Joe Biden, treasonous and traitor Joe Biden acting as a salesman for Big Pharma. And let me remind you, four of those companies have been convicted. They're felons that are responsible for 72 of the vaccinations that are going out and abroad, namely children's vaccinations, believe it or not. But I was talking to him yesterday, and I said to him, I said, it's amazing how people are going along with this. At least they say they don't, but they're wearing masks. They're just pretending because they don't want to stir the pot, say they, right? Yeah. There's the reason that the globalists are encouraged, because people are pretending with them by wearing masks that don't work. Yes, you heard me correctly, saith the manufacturer. But 140,000 people live in my county alone. I want you to think about that. We're told by the mainstream media that 70% of the elderly people have received their vaccinations. This is happening not just locally, but also globally. You are completely being lied to every step of the way. He said, Bradley, I have the exact numbers in front of me right now. He said, we're told by the mainstream media in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the state of Minnesota here, that 70% of the elderly have already taken their vaccination. He said, we live in a county of 140,000 people. He said, you know how many people actually received their vaccination? Guess how many, friends? 5,400 people. Folks, that's not 70%. That's like 3-4% of the population. Do you understand how they get away with what they get away with? Because the American people need to begin to think through concerning the information that's being given unto you by those that mean to propagate and propagandize so they can further wield more control over you. It's all predicated on a lie, period. They don't have any truth in them. John 8:44. Just for the record. Just wanted to make clear. It's all propaganda. Oh, well, Bradley, come on. You know, you're a bit extreme. You're a sensationalist. Really? No, I believe in just going for laying the axe to the root of the tree rather than dealing with all the branches on it. Just like the Bible tells us in John 3. In Luke 3. Give me a break, folks. People get caught up on the branches of the tree. The Bible says lay the axe to it. You don't have to deal with all those branches if you just get to the root of it. Cut it down, right? And how do you do that? You bring about judgment. Judgment that the Lord's known by in Psalm 9:16. I want you to check this out because, again, I want you to hear it from them, not me. So Mr. Sensationalist Bradley Dean here wants to get this across real quick that we have in New Zealand a prime minister who admitted using sustained propaganda to spread COVID fear. Listen carefully. New Zealand prime minister admits using sustained propaganda to spread COVID fear. Now, I want you to keep in mind, I didn't say this, okay? I didn't say this. She did. Go ahead and play that. Listen to this, friends.
And I will just reiterate again, this was an individual who had gone through managed isolation. We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full two-week period of sustained propaganda.
Did you hear? Listen carefully. She'll say it again. Sustained propaganda.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full two-week period of sustained propaganda.
She told you.
A full two-week period of sustained propaganda. Sustained propaganda.
Can we go ahead and do that one more time, Judah? I want them to see this, especially for those that are on internet right now. I want you to check out as to what she said again. Go ahead and rewind that, and I want to play this for the people again, those on social media platforms, so they can actually see it. You ready for that, Pickle? Judah? Oh, sorry about that, son. Go ahead and play it. Check this out, folks.
Again, this was an individual who had gone through managed isolation. We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full two-week period of sustained propaganda.
So, again, friends, you got to pay attention.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full two-week period of sustained propaganda.
She blurted the truth out in her confusion, didn't she? She sure did.
Sustained propaganda.
Sustained propaganda. Sustained propaganda. Sustained propaganda, she said, friends. Whoa! Is this insanity? Bradley? You mean they really said it? Oh, they've been saying it since the very inception of this whole pandemic. They've been telling on you by telling you to wear masks and then not getting caught with their masks. They've been getting caught like in Pennsylvania when the governor was playing back and forth with the state representative that said this is nothing but a political theater. See, the only way they do what they do is the American people let them do it. And that's exactly what is happening in this country. So we're going to get to the bottom of it again, friends. But here we have another said representative on a global scale, the New Zealand Prime Minister admitting sustained propaganda. And that's exactly what it is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support MyKind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You want to check us out online? Please do. Hey, folks, that's all you have to do is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go ahead and subscribe. And what you'll find, there's 13 to 15 articles every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, combating the lies to the mainstream media, telling you what you need to hear rather than what you want to hear, okay? The facts. Facts are stubborn things. And I'll tell you what, the bad guys hate the truth. Then again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But if you go over to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, you'll find out who we are, what it is that we do, what it is that we have done. We're showing you the fruit in our basket, just for the record. And if you go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, you can go over there and find out the social media platforms that are available for both the morning show and the afternoon show with Tim Brown and Bradley Dean. And with that said, you just go ahead and click onto it. Join us on the top platform that's available, social media platform, also available over on beforeitsnews.com. Same exact thing over there. And again, friends, if you want to check us out, please do. Visually, if you're listening to us in the, one of the 130, let me guess here. I think there's more than that. We just got picked up by two radio stations. Okay. ThreeRiversBroadcasting.com in Pittsburgh. And then we got picked up, by KRSN, 1490 AM. That's Los Alamos, New Mexico. 107.1 FM, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Kiva, KIVA, 1600 AM in Albuquerque. And that's in New Mexico as well. And then we got picked up by Live Free Television and livefreetelevision.com. You can check that out. And also Cool TV right in Alexandria, Minnesota. So guys, I'm just giving you a high five. Thank you very much. I believe that we're at 140 radio affiliates across the country. And I just want to tell you too, we totally appreciate that you guys have made us the number one and the number two show in the country out of 65 different show hosts. If you're on social media platforms, you can see that even now. I don't know what it is, but it's always me and and Alex Jones that are fighting for the top position. And we are not doing that. We have nothing to do with it. That all comes from you. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. So we just want to give you a high five, say thank you for your trust. Welcome to our platforms as well. And again, we will do our best not to let you down, because we understand here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, with that said, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember, friends, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got Jeff calling from Massachusetts. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, thank you very much. Now, as far as the COVID-19 vaccine is concerned, I believe it's going to hit critical mass when enough people drop dead from taking this vaccine or vaccines. And when it hits critical mass, I believe the government will pull back, because so many people will wake up and realize that this vaccine is pure poison. And there are healthy solutions to blunt the effect of COVID-19.
Yeah.
I take zinc, vitamin D3, K2, vitamin C in fruit powdered form, and I try to eat a generally healthy diet.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a recovery rate of 99.75. So what they've done is they sensationalized. They've exaggerated this deadly virus. And keep in mind, they tried this 10 years ago too, Jeff. And the American people during that time were smart enough to stand up. And by the way, it was actually, for those that didn't know, it was Anthony Fauci that was actually doing the same thing 10 years ago that he got away with this time 10 years later. 10 years ago, that generation didn't accept what this generation has, or I should say this decade. But go ahead.
No, Bradley, how is it that today so many American people have fallen for this con? I didn't fall for this con, and neither of you, and neither of other good people. I knew that this COVID-19 was a con. It was I believe it was a bioweapon attack, but I believe it's not as severe as they're pushing it to be, because this is a political virus that's killing people who have comorbidities and pre-existing conditions, people who would have already died anyways, and this COVID-19 just gave them a little push into the grave.
Right. Can I add something to that? Here's something that I even want to take it to even more of the extreme of the hypocrisies concerning what we're seeing going on in this country. And I have to revert back to this, because this is what's unbelievable. Who's setting the narrative, Jeff? Bill Gates is. He's the one setting the narrative. Everybody on the planet knows he was the one responsible. Judah, can you go ahead and pull up where Bill Gates said he wanted to populate the planet by 3 billion? I'm going to wait for him to pull it up. But Jeff, he said he wanted to depopulate the planet. And by the way, big tech companies are denying the fact that he said it. You're going to hear the audio. And for those that are on social media platforms, you're going to see the video as well. But I want you to understand that Bill Gates is the one that said he wanted to depopulate the planet. His daddy was on the board of Planned Parenthood, right? And the list goes on, and he's the one that was responsible for saying if we do a really good job on vaccines, we can do that. That's exactly what he said. Oh, you got it? Hang on. Listen to this, Jeff. Go ahead, Judah.
All right. Has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so you heard him say, you want to go ahead and play that one more time, Judah? He said if we do a really good job on vaccines, and he was talking about reproductive programs, he's talking about Planned Parenthood, he's talking about abortion. So we're being led to believe that Bill Gates is looking out for the good of us when he's already said he wants to depopulate the planet, and that his version of good and definition of good is to depopulate it by 3 billion people. Go ahead and play that one more time, Judah.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
You can't make this up. In here, if the American people haven't heard that before, well, you've just heard it now. This is why people are beginning to revolt and defy corruption in their government on a global basis, Jeff. Yes.
Also, too, This COVID-19 from China also has laid the groundwork for mail-in voting, which put Biden into office through a coup, basically. So now with Biden in office and this coup, which has succeeded, now Biden wants to push the envelope through this executive order called HB1 that will nationalize mail-in voting that will keep the communists, oops, the Democrats, in power forever, and we will have no voice, no nothing to redress our grievances, and all conservative radio can go bye-bye because that's what the communists are going to do. They're going to eliminate all counter-revolutionary radio. So simply put, our days are numbered.
Well, here's the deal, okay? So where you see gloom in apocalypse, I see hope, okay? And the reason I see hope is because I stay fixed on feeding on the bread of life. And when I read the Word of God from the Old Testament to the New Testament, I don't see defeat, Jeff. I can't find defeat. The only place that defeat is ever given to the people of God are when it is that they're willing to go ahead and forfeit their God-given rights, especially in this country, and give way to their enemies. When you look at it mathematically, you have 330 million people throwing their hands up in surrender to less than 1.7% of the population. Okay. I'm not, listen, if I stand alone by the grace of God, like Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s, but you know, here I stand, I can do no other. I'm going to do just that because like in Psalm 27, when David was confident in war, he was confident when he was surrounded by his enemies that God was in on the plan. I'll tell you what, David prevailed. And he stood by himself how many different times? And we are the seed of David if we're real Christians. And the fact of the matter is I'm not going to give my tongue over to the enemy. I believe that if the 330 million people in this country were really grateful for the freedoms that were given to them through sacrifice in the natural, more importantly, on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, where Jesus Christ was sent to die as the propitiation of the sins of the world, and he bled Calvary to cover our sins, I believe if we're out of gratitude living unto him who died for us both in the spiritual and in the natural now, 2 Corinthians 5:15, we can easily stand up, love God enough in response, and keep his commandments in bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. It's for us to do, and if we don't do it, Jeff, we are going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. And I'm just not going to be a part of that club. I'm not. And again, if it's not promised to us, I'm not going to hold to it. You know, there's too much of this defeatism going on in the church today, and it doesn't belong there. It's a lack of Christianity, friends. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. So let's hold to the word, not to the word of man, because the Bible is clear when he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, right? If we trust the Lord, there's a blessing. If we trust in the arm of the flesh, there's a curse. Let's go on the side of blessing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The IRS and the U.S. Treasury Department are saying they've already begun processing a new round of stimulus payments with the goal of having the first payments in bank accounts over this weekend. estimation is that 85% of Americans are eligible, and the government's aim is to have millions done in the next few weeks. The latest round of relief payments to Americans include $1,400 for each adult child and adult dependent. That includes college students or elderly relatives. Beginning Monday, people can check the Get My Payment tool on the IRS.gov website to track their own payments. Don't forget to move your clocks forward. Daylight savings is beginning at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Clocks are to spring forward 1 hour. This excludes Hawaii, most of Arizona, and Puerto Rico. This is USA Radio News. An anti-abortion bill has moved forward in Florida. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
A Florida House subcommittee this week approves a bill making it illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion if the only reason is because the child would be disabled, physically or mentally. Exceptions would be allowed if the mother's health is in danger. Vero Beach Republican Erin Grawl sponsoring the bill. She says destroying those that are or may be disabled is detrimental and contrary to our culture and our values. A Democratic lawmaker calls the bill an attempt to infringe on a woman's right to choose. If the bill becomes law, it would take effect July 1st. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Meteorologists have been monitoring a storm that's hitting Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska this weekend with a historic snowfall. They say Cheyenne, Wyoming, will be in the storm's bullseye and could potentially pick up the biggest snowstorm in the city's history. Winter storm warnings are spread across southeastern parts of Wyoming and northern Colorado. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And I just got to show people here on social media platforms, if you're over there, and again, if you're listening, please listen. It's interesting because I just played that audio and the video of the individual from the parliamentary in New Zealand there, where she had said that all of the, you know, propaganda taking place is just that, propaganda, right? And New Zealand, yep, that's right, in here it is right here. Right when I played the video, another one of our platforms just went down. And it shows you the severity of how afraid these people are that they have to literally restrict everything that we do here. If you look, for those on social media platform, I'm on one of my social media platforms. The account is restricted. I showed you guys this at the beginning of last week. But you can see how they're restricting overview. They're not giving an excuse or a reason as to why they're doing it. Every single one of these violations right here, for those that can see this, every single one of them are based off of history. What happens to countries when they finally awake to who's responsible for creating the terror, who's assaulting, who's assailing, who's trying to undermine the people. Well, it's a picture of Benito Mussolini when the people of Italy finally found out who the culprit was. Remember, Benito Mussolini blamed everybody for the crimes that were taking place. So did Adolf Hitler, so did Stalin, so did Mao Zedong. Well, this particular individual, the people caught up with him, and they caught him in the street with his mistress, and they actually beat him to death and hung him upside down. Well, for some reason or another, Facebook doesn't want you to see that. See, they hate justice because I want to tell you why they hate justice, because they're subversive to American government. So when you go to this account, my personal account, I can have no more friends. Okay. They just shut it down for another 30 days. This is brand new. Our attorneys are involved. I don't know how well they're going to be able to push the ball forward, but it shows you the assault on the freedom of speech. and it explains Americans as to why we are getting a one-sided narrative on so many issues today. Because they don't want you to have the truth. Because, see, the first casualty in every war, the war that they're creating, is the truth. And the fact of the matter is we have to get back to the truth, and we have to hold to the truth, and we need to put our feet upon the truth, okay? And who is the truth? Who's the way, the life, and the truth? His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, and that is found in John 14:6. Now, what I want to do is I want to hit something that our friend Jeff just from Massachusetts just highlighted on, because I don't think people are aware of this right now. But if you look at what's going on, this is actually from Act for America. It's a Safer America Starts With You. It's a full list of 69 executive orders and actions already taken by Joe Biden. He's not my president. He'll never be my president. I don't know of anybody that approves of this individual. I have not had a conversation of anybody that approves of this individual. We know that he's in the People's White House. We know that he's using our military to defend himself against the 80 million people that you were told voted him in. Okay? Again, folks, let's do the math here. This is absolutely embarrassing and ridiculous. The man's a traitor to America. We know he didn't win office. Okay? So if you're going to submit to this, you need to understand, friends, and I'm talking about reformation. I'm not talking about revolution. I need to say that because of my enemies, friends. They like to put words into my mouth. I want to make clear as to what I'm saying here. But I want to go back and make the point that if you're going to submit to this, you can only expect what a traitor is going to bring to this country. Okay? Joe Biden is a prime reflection of what the American people are tolerating right now. To even suggest that he has any lawful authority being in the position that he's in right now, okay? You know he doesn't, I know he doesn't, and that's the bottom line. But I want you to look at this. This is the full list of 69 executive orders, okay? Keep in mind, executive orders for the 100th time, friends, only if they're congruent to the U.S. Constitution. Put that up against Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. If it is outside of the Constitution, it is null and void, okay? So let's hit this. What is the most important thing to this criminal administration? Because a criminal administration, it is, friends. Okay, so the first one says regulatory freeze pending review on a memorandum, okay? Then we go to an announcement. What's the number one priority for this administration? To keep pushing COVID-19. Why? Because they're making trillions and trillions of dollars off of these bills that they're selling to you, the American people, as for your health and for your safety. We need to get this money. We need to empty the coffers, and we need to get checks sent back to Americans so we can hopefully buy them off. I want to tell you something. That's how slaves are made. Okay? That's how slaves are made, number one. Number two, this bill that was just signed concerning the COVID-19 American, they call it the American Rescue Plan. I want you to keep in mind 91% of that COVID-19 bill that was just brought to Joe Biden's desk has absolutely nothing to do with COVID-19. Has at 91% of it has absolutely nothing to do with COVID-19. Nothing. Let's go back to his predecessor. A week and a half before Donald Trump left office, he signed off on a COVID-19 relief bill. Folks, I've went over this, but if this is the first time listening, do keep in mind that COVID-19 relief bill that Donald Trump signed off had very little to do, just like this one, of COVID-19. Your coffers, friends, are being emptied under the guise of an invisible enemy. Who's under attack, COVID or the American people? What's interesting, and this is perfect judgment, once again, in Scripture, it's interesting that the money, the 91% of these bills that are being passed, they're stealing tax dollar money, and they're redistributing your wealth to foreign countries. And they are alluring foreigners into America on welfare. The numbers that these people are receiving from the taxpayers, your said representatives, they're alluring illegals into your country, those that are not here to assimilate, that's another group of people. those that want to conquer this country, they are being allured through your said representatives, friends, into America. That's called treason. So don't just blame Joe for what your said representatives, your mayors, your city officials, so on and so forth, have done and are doing. They're alluring them into this country. They're handing your country off to a bunch of foreigners, is what they're doing. Deuteronomy 28:43, and they're paying them to do it. I'll tell you what, if I was a foreigner in another land, and I seen this, and I was a loser, I was a lowlife, and I wanted to live off someone else's labor, this is what I would do. I'd come to America, because, folks, it's such a great deal. Who can resist it? Well, all of those that hate America, and all those that don't want to work, you know, the have-nots that want to take away from the haves, those that work, man, they're coming into America. This is the number two objective concerning one of the 69 executive orders by Joe Biden, COVID-19. It's called the American Rescue Plan. Can I ask you something, friends? By the way, if you want to call in, I love having callers, especially on Saturdays. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. One of the 69 executive orders, unconstitutional though it is, the American people need to be educated to understand these people are overreaching and they're acting out of their scope of authority, which makes them criminal. They're acting unlawfully, which defines criminality. Okay? COVID-19 American Rescue Plan. This is the question I want to ask you. Have the 3,000 to 4,000 babies today that are being murdered in the womb and dissected and their body parts being harvested and your government is behind all of it, have they been rescued yet? Have they been rescued? No, we know that that same sad government that Americans are tolerating in this country, again, which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution, they have actually laid on the people that work in this country, the taxpayers, to actually pay for babies being murdered in the womb. Okay, so you're an accomplice to the crimes of the likes of Joe Biden and every other preceding administration back to 1973. Okay, so it's called the American Rescue Plan, but the fact of the matter is these are the same people that are sanctioning illegal the murder of babies in the womb. I need to let that sink in. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. Put that up against the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Okay? Common sense comes into place. Let's go to one of the other 69 executive orders that Jeff from Massachusetts just brought up. Paris Climate Agreement, another executive order on advancing. What, can I ask you a question? What does the President of the United States of America, what does he have to do constitutionally with a Paris Climate Agreement? I need to know. Can somebody tell me? 1-866-582-9933. Absolutely nothing. Where's his constitutional delegated authority given unto him by the people to go to Paris, right, Paris? Concerning a climate agreement, it's not about climate agreement. It's about wielding more control over the people by trying to convince you people that there's the globe, there's global warming taking on. I got a question for everybody listening to me right now. What in the heck did the Lord do for the last 5,000 and 6,000 years before these people got on the scene? Hey, folks, the earth abideth still. Okay. Nothing's changed. It's just the degree of criminality that people are tolerating in their said government on a global basis is second to none. It's unreal. It's very surreal to me on so many different fronts. Let's go to the next one. Executive order on advancing racial equity. Isn't it interesting, like the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, isn't it interesting they all talk about equity and equality? Can I ask you a question for those that are falling in line with this propaganda? What is your reference to right and wrong when you talk about equality or equity? It has to go back to, and this is where you confound them, it has to go back to the lawgiver in making reference to what's right and what's wrong. But guess what they want to eradicate, friends, concerning their executive orders on advancing racial equity and the LGBT movement? They don't want law. See, this is why you got to get back to law, because if we're obedient to it, we're free. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Folks, there's a lot of people watching right now. I know there's a lot of people listening. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to add to or take away. But please stick to the topic. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes here, friends, is will Americans defy COVID vaccines? Well, there's many people that are very optimistic about what's going on. And, folks, there's a lot of resistance going on in the country, a lot of defiance right now, because what's coming to the surface is the lies by those that are basically promulgating this propaganda on a 24/7 basis. In other words, they're sick and tired of it. Okay? Same government. Folks, lying to you today that you've accused of lying to you before this pandemic, that have been guilty of scandals, that have been guilty of lying, stealing, killing, so on and so forth, unconstitutional wars, the list goes on. Let's consider the source. And now here we are today. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and take Larry from New York really quick, and then I'll make my next point because it's an important one. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Great. First time, and I love your show already.
Cool. I appreciate it. What say you?
Well, I was thinking, how come we can't defy any of these executive orders? That's my first point. Probably because of funding of getting paid, but I just, what would happen if we did do that? And then the other point was, did you see Netanyahu's commercial on the taking the vaccine, how he was mocking the resistors?
Yeah,
they had like cartoon characters and clowns and all that. So.
Yeah, that's all they can retort to, Larry, is name calling. And we're seeing this on a global basis. What they're doing is they're covering up really what is taking place. And we spent a lot of time that on what's going on concerning the vaccinations, concerning the deaths. There's more people dying from the vaccination than they are allegedly from COVID-19, just for the record.
And you don't even hear a word one of it on any kind of.
Of course not. of course not. Because, of course, they don't want you to know. I mean, you're hearing from the propagandist, the useful idiot, Anthony Fauci. He's just telling you how good these are. And yet, if you listen to him, he'll blurt the truth out in his confusion when he tells the American people and people on a global basis that it is an experimental vaccination. And many doctors are saying it's not even a vaccination. And that we have other doctors calling it a weapon of murder. It goes on and on and on of doctors that are really telling us about what's going on here. And I want to tell you what, it's not good, but the people are listening. Let me tell you that.
Well, let's hope so.
Amen.
God bless you, man.
Okay, thank you, Larry. I appreciate it. I want to do my best to answer your question, and then I want to get back and prove the other point concerning the executive orders, which are unconstitutional. One of the things that Larry just brought up, how do you know the difference between what's constitutional and what's not? Read the Constitution. I hope I heard that right, and I hope I answered accordingly. But you got to know what the law says. That's simple. You know what the FBI does when they're taught to detect counterfeit bills? They're taught to study the real ones, and I'm talking about dollar bills. So study the real one. Go back to the Declaration of Independence. You can go back further than that. Go back to the Bill of Rights. Go back to the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, and you can see who's lying to you and who's not lying to you, because much of what's, isn't it interesting how we're given to all this change here? And Scripture's very clear not to be given to change in the book of Proverbs. And it tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 that we're supposed to go back to the old paths. Not to go to the new thing, to give our way over to change. No, we're supposed to hold to ever-changing principles in changing times, okay? That's what we're called to do. The reason they're getting away with what they're getting away with today, Larry from New York, is because people don't know the difference. And as Edmund Burke rightly said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And this is what's been going on in public schools for the last 7 decades. The federal government has stepped in. Here again, you have the tail wagging the dog, because the states can block it through the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But here again, we have the federal government usurping its position and its authority by going into public schools and illegally indoctrinating kids in public schools. They're not being educated anymore. They're being indoctrinated. Matter of fact, the Secretary of Education, William Hansen, under Ronald Reagan back in the 80s, said in essence that the longer kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get. Of course they are. Of course they are, because it's being purposed. They're literally being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. That's on us. Thank you, Lord. I had a friend, Roscoe Bartlett. He was a representative from Maryland, the state of Maryland. And we went and met him when we were on the East Coast. And it was interesting, because right when I walked in, he had a U.S. Constitution, a Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence in his pocket. Okay? Boy, doesn't that sound foreign to what we see in here today? And he said, Bradley, you know what's interesting? He goes, I went onto the federal floor, and I had some things to say I wanted to share with everybody. And he said, when I went in there, I said what I had to say, and it was all based on our founding documents. And he said, on the way out, this is what Roscoe Bartlett said to me. He said, you know, on the way out, the court recorder, so naive and ignorant of the founding documents, that sits on the floor in federal government, that hears all the unconstitutional conversation, you know, that political language that's been created to make most lies sound truthful, right? That's what it's all about. He said he had to turn to the court recorder when she asked the question, what was that that you were referencing? Roscoe Bartlett said, I was referencing the U.S. Constitution. This is how foreign it is to those people that claim that they're there to represent we the people. Friends, they're not representing we the people. Let me answer one more question that Larry brought up, and I hope I heard you right, Larry. No disrespect meant in any sense of the word here. Marbury versus Madison, 1803, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. So in other words, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. And might I add right here, Senator John Glenn, again, he always comes to my aid. This is the guy that said he went to the moon. If it was true, I wish he would have stayed there. He's the one that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. This is what's happening today. Every single one of these individuals on the horizon that are pushing forth these illegal executive orders are criminals. and they need to be dealt with as such. Peruse the Constitution, people, all day long. I know, listeners, that you've listened to me for years. I know that you hear this all the time, but this is how many times I need to keep pounding the same nail with a hammer. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, Jeremiah 23:29. Let me pound that nail in one more time today. Peruse the U.S. Constitution. The only answer to preserve our republic is to bring about justice upon the heads of the wicked. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 9:16, and the list goes on. Judgment guards our liberty is what it says under Moses on the Supreme Court building. Justice guards our liberties. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment as well. Let me give you another one. This is Thomas Jefferson. Eliot, page 4, 187 through 188. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. How do I know the difference there? Go to Article 6, Section 2. I'm not trying to sound like I'm smart. It's super, super simple. My kids understand this. Just take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, which are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people, and read the U.S. Constitution. It'll take you, the culmination of time that it's going to take you, friends, you know what you're really doing? You're saying thank you to those that fought, bled, and died, upholding the laws found within, sacrificing themselves, giving you the freedoms that which you have. And if you're truly thankful for the freedom that you have, take the hour and a half, 2 hours it's going to take you to read them all, because it is that simple to understand. So making my point to Thomas Jefferson here, every law consistent with the Constitution will have to be made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Did you grant them authority, number one? What does the Supremacy Clause say? Article 6, Section 2. And what are they supposed to do once they get into a representative position with that delegated of power and authority from we the people? Because we the people are the government in this country. They are to faithfully execute the laws found within. Guess what these modern-day politicians are doing? They're doing their best to eradicate law in place of policy, which undermines the U.S. Constitution. Okay? Also keep in mind, here's another way of saying it. They're doing their best to tear down the U.S. Constitution. They're doing their best to recreate it in a global image, which nobody can deny any longer, friends. Okay? So it's either for us, the people in this country, to stand up against their lawlessness, or it's going to all go bye-bye. But I'm not on that side of the fence, friends. I have hope. And I'm going to give you one more before hour one is up. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, given by the people, under God, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It's not your favorite politician. It's not your favorite unconstitutional party, because we're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, right? Watch out for that divide and conquer, Mark 325. William Davy from Pennsylvania, page 277, finishes, it is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power that's never been granted. These people are acting on power that's never been granted to them by we the people, nor the U.S. Constitution, okay? Like the laws of the Medes and Persians, it never changes. We can preserve this republic if we're willing to fight for this republic the way that our forefathers did. 1 Timothy 6:12. Hour 2 coming up, 1-866-582-9933. Again, hour 2 coming up. Hold up. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.